So, Femi, I like to start these Thursday tech discussions pretty low tech.
Are you going to do your voice?
What are they, no.
Please,
what do they
voice.
Say? What do they say about you cry wolf too many times and what happens?
Yeah, no one comes to help you.
No one pays any attention to you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So why do people pay attention when, once again, people like Steve Jobs talk like this?
An iPod, a phone, and an internet communicator.
Ooh.
An iPod.
Ooh.
A phone.
But it's Steve Jobs. It's exciting.
Yeah, he's not crying wolf exactly. The cry is the cry for convergence. That's the sort of end of days in the tech world where all devices will converge to one platform. You'll have
Excellent.
Your internet device, your phone.
Everything
your,
you need.
Everything. That's right. Sam Grobart joins us, New York Times personal technology editor. He's here in the studio. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
And also joining us from L.A. is Queena Kim, produces the podcast Cyber Frequencies at public radio station KPC. Queena, I guess you were up all night downloading manga MP3s and stuff.
Right. Yeah. Actually, I just woke up. So.
Yes. Okay. Well, good morning to you. To both of you, it seems that we've had various talk from computer companies, Apple and others, Microsoft, that we're moving to this moment where everything's going to converge. First of all, Sam, what's the latest from Apple? They're suggesting that there's something new that's going to do what they said the iPhone actually would do.
Well, the latest from Apple is, as usual, pretty much nothing at all. The company is legendarily secretive about their future product plans, and so they keep saying, we have nothing to say. We have an event on September 9th that generally and historically has been the introduction of a new line of iPods, and that may be all that it is. There may be something else. The famous line that Steve Jobs says during many of these press conferences is, oh, one more thing. And then he rolls out the big, crazy new thing.
Well, Queena Kim, what could it be? I mean, if Apple is rolling out its latest rumor, what could the gadget that follows behind the rumor actually be?
Well, it seems like there's a lot of talk about the tablet. I don't know if you've heard about this, but it's sort of like a device that's about the size of a notebook, but about, you know, half as large or in width of a computer, and seems to do all sort of the light functions of that device. It's Microsoft had developed an operating system for this in the early 90s, and computer makers like Dell and HP have sort of jumped into the game, but I've never really heard of them until this Apple stuff, all the buzz has been coming out.
The,
so I guess they're going to be...
it's called? The tablet?
Yeah, the tablet. Well, they're calling it the Apple tablet. I mean,
is
you know,
that like,
the blogosphere is,
that like, is... Is that like the, say, Newton?
Where is Newton? Newton's in small towns and hamlets. Newton's in the urban jungle. Newton can get you from the urban jungle to the nearest hamlet. Newton goes wherever people need to communicate. Newton can send a letter or a memo.
Yeah, yeah, enough of that. Device. Newton, right. It was supposed to be everywhere, correct, Sam Grobart? But it was the sort of tablet computer that Apple introduced back in the 90s, went nowhere.
Newton was sort of the proto-PDA, if you remember the Palm Pilot. The Newton actually came out before that. It had handwriting recognition and other features, but it was kind of a dud. There's still an incredibly devoted, tiny group of people who think the Newton was amazing and are keeping it updated with sort of shareware.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's great for them.
Don't want to meet them.
No, don't introduce them to your kids.
Sam, you talk about Apple being really tight-lipped. So how come there's so much buzz going around?
Well, it's not uncommon. If you recall, before the iPhone was released in January of 07, there was a ton of speculation about Apple's coming out with the iPhone, or they're calling it the Jesus phone, or what other people were talking about. But, you know, basically, people are always looking for the next big thing from Apple.
I don't want to do like a four-minute Apple commercial here, you guys. I mean,
with all
due respect. But Queena Kim, I mean, it seems to me the technology issue here is one thing. But on this question of convergence, it's the users that actually decide whether this is going to work or not. I mean, we've got Kindle now. We've got this tablet maybe up in the stars somewhere. We already talked about the Newton. There are already PDAs and smart touch phones and things. When do the users decide that actually convergence is going to happen, Queena?
Well, I don't know. I sort of feel like convergence has happened with the iPhone, you know, and the way that this is sort of like all the rumors in the blogs has been that it's sort of like a bigger iPhone. And I've been trying to wrap my head around this about like what exactly is going to take this further, and I can't quite figure out what's going to make me want to buy this rather than just an iPhone or iPod Touch.
Hmm. Tell me what would be your convergent device if you could have everything on one device? What it would look like?
Internet would be good.
Internet, well,
computer.
Yeah.
I mean, all
but that's
of those
an iPhone.
Things.
You've got that probably in your phone.
I'm trying to think of something that I haven't got. A radio would be good to have. A radio.
You can do that on your iPhone.
Oh, then I'm done.
See, I guess the question is, if convergence actually ever happens, there'd be two things I'd be worried about. One, there'd be landfills everywhere suddenly filled with desktops and laptops. It would be filled to the top. And how much would such a thing cost, Sam?
Well, the latest craze, obviously, in the personal computing world has been the netbook.
Right.
And that's been a sort of $500 or less computing device, and it's a small laptop.
And some people are saying this rumor from Apple might be a netbook play.
It could be a netbook play. Apple doesn't have anything in the netbook space. But at the same time, Steve Jobs has said in a conference call with with analysts, if we tried to make a computer for $500, it would be very hard to do that without it being lousy.
Oh, really?
You know, that they don't see the way that you can make something that inexpensive be up to the standards that Apple tends to have for their kinds of products.
Queenie, you already said that the iPhone kind of is what we're talking about already. I think I mostly agree with you, but where does the Kindle fit in and other ebook platforms? Do they have the chance to grow beyond simply a book platform?
I guess, you know, I tried out a Kindle for a little while, and they have that sort of wireless connectivity where you can get it anywhere. But when I tried it out, it was still sort of primitive. I didn't really see where else it could go other than sort of maybe copying the iPhone, really, or the iPod Touch. So I'm not sure how much more there is. Like, it's not a touch screen, you know, and it's not very sophisticated. So I don't. Having used it, I don't really see it being a competitor. But.
Well, we can until they announce something concrete, dream of a tablet where it fits into this other sort of universe is unclear. And I guess the takeaway is that the users will decide what form convergence will take. Somebody will get the technology right. Queenie Kim produces the podcast Cyber Frequencies at public radio station KPCC in Pasadena. You can go back to bed now, Queenie.
Thanks. Good night.
And Sam Grobart, New York Times personal technology editor here in the studio. Thanks, Sam. Actually,
Thank you.
Can go back to bed, too.
Exactly.
I can't, though.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.